You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Take your dream trip.
Come along with us as we travel the world.
Across America via satellite.
Your listeners will love the Travel World radio show. It's a one-hour travel talk show.
This is Willem Backus.
Stephen Pickford.
Bob Giacini.
Scott Fontaine.
Ella Sobel.
David Eady.
Travel World is informative.
Oh, yeah.
This is for the people who want to have the times of their lives.
A hukilau, she explained, was a traditional Hawaiian way of putting food on the table and making sure that everyone had enough to eat.
This is the old path of the West River Railroad.
Fine food service, comfortable seats with adjustable headrests, the individual entertainment systems. They also have a camera where you can get a bird's eye view of the plane taking off and landing.
Our transport around the city centre is wonderful. We have the Metrolink, we have a free bus service, but most importantly is the fact that the city is really, really compact.
Many of Wailea's beachfront hotels offer great freebies to their guests, too.
It's a high-speed quad share lift.
It's great. I love listening to you guys talk about this because it brings up so many great ideas, both sure. Memories and things that everybody would like to do in the future. Grab a plane out of here and go see something different.
This is the western region of Montana.
This is the Glacier National Park region.
Two stingrays hovered over our heads for several minutes.
11 countries in 33 days.
Cool remotes.
Live from Aubert sur la Falaise, up in the beautiful Lanaudière region of Quebec. Town of Jamaica, Vermont. We said we wanted to go to Jamaica. They sent us to Vermont.
Caesar's Pocono Palace Resort, Pocono Mountains of Northeast Pennsylvania, or
Northeast Kingdom, and I'm here at the Inn on the Common with one of our longtime friends of the show, Jim Lamberti.
Having a great time sitting here at the Ocean Place Resort.
We're in Essex Junction, Vermont, at the Champlain Valley Fair.
For the Great Eagle Hotel in Kowloon.
Inn at Essex, in Essex Junction, Vermont. Penny House Inn on Cape Cod in Easton, Mass.
Lake George, New York, at Fort Wayne Henry Resort.
Carefree Resort and Villas in beautiful Carefree, Arizona.
Legendary Mr. Steer Steerburger Restaurant, downtown Montreal.
The Biloxi Tricentennial.
York region, just north of Toronto.
Good morning, Willem.
Great guest.
Mike Maxfield is the museum manager of the Manchester United Football Club Museum Hall of Fame at the Old Trafford Stadium. A must-see for any visitor to Manchester.
Lauren Demaret joining us online.
Hi, this is Gerald Trombley, Mayor of Montreal.
Francine Barlatti from Super Clubs and Denny Cordero of Air Canada Vacation.
Hi, this is Hudson Foga.
We have the Minister of Tourism, Culture and
Recreation.
The Honourable Paul Shelley, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
And best of all, it's fun.
I ended up in a nude volleyball game.
You guys are insane.
This is where you want to go for a steak.
Can you believe these guys?
I just wanted to know if it was the largest and finest cut.
So you have to be careful when you're jumping around with nothing on.
So join us, won't you, every Saturday on Star Guide 3.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
But from my experience, your ship is the biggest, the best, the nicest, and of course, a real cruise experience. You can take 24 hours, and it's as if you've gone miles and miles and miles away.
Well, that's nice to hear. Sure, it's a brand new vessel essentially, so it's really clean and crisp and. We consider it basically a hybrid between a cruise ship and a ferry. So we call it a cruise ferry and gives you a lot of the amenities of a cruise ship in that we have fine dining, an a la carte restaurant. We have a buffet restaurant on board. And we also have a Piper's Pub where you can get a sandwich and actually a craft beer, some of which from Nova Scotia. It's got a casino, full service spa, and we have live entertainment and movies. So basically, your vacation starts when you step on board, and you can enjoy the journey, relax, have fun on the ship, and it's a lot more comfortable and than spending 10, 12 hours in the car.
Oh, yes, it's a vacation. You can do as little or as much as you want aboard. I found it very relaxing. There was absolutely no sway or pitch to the ship. It was nice and smooth. I had a cabin both directions, compact, clean, spotlessly clean, and everything that I wanted right at my fingertips. I really enjoyed the meals. I had the buffet restaurant every meal, and certainly there was enough variety and hot, fresh, tasty. Boy, you couldn't ask for more. It was a delightful experience.
Glad to hear it. Yep. It's we get a lot of our seafood right from Nova Scotia on a day or alternate day basis. So, as a hotel manager likes to joke, it's fish could be swimming in the sea yesterday and on your plate today.
Well, that's also, I also found the crew to be very, very helpful. There were some elderly passengers that may have had trouble picking up dishes at a buffet, and without hesitation, they were coming out, please let us help you, madam, and we'll carry your tray, and what would you like, and can I get you this, can I get you that? And they were really, really, happy to be of service. And I was seeing smiles on the faces of people. They were being able to add an extra day or two to their vacation by having a different experience than if they'd stuck to the highways.
Yeah, and actually, it's almost unanimous where you look at a guest comments and surveys, and the comments regarding the friendliness of the crew and how nice and smiling and pleased they are to be of service is, they get the highest marks. Good or excellent across the board, and it's a multinational crew. We had something like 30 different nationalities represented on the ship.
What I like is you leave right downtown Portland, so you could be touring around the state of Maine, and check in is very easy, very simple. No long lines or hoops to jump through like when you take a plane. And then again, you're right downtown Yarmouth, and you can either do it as a 24-hour round-trip cruise experience or get off tour the rest of Nova Scotia if you'd like and come back days or a week later. You have a number of packages and different things, fall being a great time to sort of get away from the traditional peak season, and still lots of great things to see in both Nova Scotia and Maine.
Absolutely true. You know, the fall colors in Nova Scotia are spectacular. And as you said, it's really convenient for someone, you know, certainly in Boston, but even as far away New York, to drive up, get on the ferry. In Boston, you could leave work in the afternoon and then get to the ferry terminal late afternoon, be on the ship that night, and you get a nice dinner, you know, have some entertainment, and then retire to your cabin, and you wake up refreshed, ready to go the next morning, and, you know, it's you've got your car right with you, or your motorcycle, RV, whatever, and you can just hit the road and start exploring Nova Scotia, which the best way that I ever heard somebody describe it was that it's like Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket 40 years ago, or the Cape Cod, Massachusetts. It's, you know, got all the attractions of the seacoast, and but it's free of crowds, and it's got history, culture, and spectacular landscape.
Well, there's so many different packages you can go for, like the 48 hours that I mentioned, but I'm looking through here about the fall, great time to discover Nova Scotia, and 4, 5, 8 days, seeing as, you know, as much of Southwest Nova Scotia as one wants to. A number of the major hotels that you're working with, properties that I've stayed at over the years, such as the Digby Pines or the Rod Grand at Yarmouth, and going down along Mahone Bay and through Lunenburg and Chester. There is a reason why that stretch of the coast of Southwest Nova Scotia over to Mahone Bay and Chester is where a number of Canadian naval officers have retired to over the years. It's almost like Admiral's Row. So they come, they just love it. A lot of Canadian admirals retired there, and I've done that stretch along with a motor coach tour, and it is beautiful. It is the maritime experience, and you correctly state the way much parts of Massachusetts were 30, 40, 50 years ago before they got more overly developed and commercialized.
Exactly. And, you know, our Nova Star Discovery, you know, value vacation packages, what we tried to do was look at it from a visitor from the U.S.'s perspective and said, okay, you know, do you have 2 days? Do you have 3 or 4 days? Or do you have a whole week that you want to devote to visiting Nova Scotia? And based on that, we created a number of different packages. So there's one where you can just get on the ship, arrive in Yarmouth, spend the day looking around Yarmouth, and that's a historic seaport town, museums, and you stay at the Rod Grand Hotel, and then have one night, and you can catch the ferry the next morning, 9 o'clock Atlantic time, and sail back on the day voyage and arrive in Portland that evening. And you know, so then you've got other longer packages that incorporate 2 nights at either Digby Pines, as you said, or White Point Beach Resort, which are, you know, two of the most iconic historical resorts in Nova Scotia. We have a Haligonian package, which is what the natives of Halifax call themselves. And, you know, so you have 2 nights at downtown Halifax Hotel. There's a choice of 4 participating in the package, and so you can really explore Halifax and enjoy eating out. It's a great foodie town. And 2 nights there, 1 night back in Yarmouth, and again, you're back, you take the ship the next morning. Well, and then our longest package is what we call the Nova Scotia Explorer, and that's, you know, 7 nights all told, including the one on the ship. And you start in Yarmouth, you go up through Digby, the Annapolis Valley, stop in Halifax, and continue on to Cape Breton Island, and you can do the Cabot Trail, which, I mean, talk about spectacular landscape, 182 miles of basically winding sea, ocean vistas with, you know, scary in some cases drop-offs to, you know, cliffs along the way. But it's, you know, definitely one of the true iconic landmarks of Nova Scotia.
Truly something special.
As I mean, said, we've got all those packages of different lengths, and each one of them includes round-trip passage on the ferry and a cabin on your overnight voyage, so and including transportation for your vehicle, too.
Yep,
so
the number to call, 1-844-686-7245, or at novastarcruises.com. Thank you so much for having the opportunity to experience it. Owen John, Vice President, Sales and Marketing, Novastar Cruises. I can highly recommend the Novastar Cruise experience to the Travel World listeners. Thanks again for joining us today on Travel World.
Thanks for having me.
See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience via superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. The boat's a little beat up, but we're okay, thanks to the Coast Guard.
I am the port in the storm.
People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. The boat's a little beat up, but we're okay, thanks to the Coast Guard.
I am the port in the storm.
The slick is contained.
Roger that.
I am the line in the sand.
I got you. Hang on. Okay, take us up.
I am the rescuer in the dark.
Looks like we've got about 80 kilos here, Captain.
That's 80 kilos off the streets.
I am the enforcer of the seas.
I'm in container 38. Everything is secure.
Good work, Garcia.
I'm the defender of the homeland.
In the United States Coast Guard, you are the first line of defense against threats to our American way of life. To become one of us, call toll-free 1-877-NOW-USCG or visit GoCoastGuard.com.
We are the shield of freedom. We are the United States Coast Guard.
The United States Coast Guard and Coast Guard Reserve, the shield of freedom.
Sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard in cooperation with the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun. It's great exercise and it builds confidence. And it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Well, Welcome back to Travel World Radio, across America via satellite, around the world at twc.ca. And when I arrived back into Portland aboard the Nova Star, I returned to a property that I had stayed at many years ago, and very happy to see that it is going as great, better than ever, and keeping up its tradition of New England hospitality, the Fireside Inn. And joining us now, Greg Goforth, General Manager of the Fireside Inn of Portland, Maine. Welcome to Travel World.
Well, thank you, Stephen.
I really enjoyed my stay because it was just a, you know, we got off the relaxing cruise on the ferry, and great night's sleep with that beautiful interior courtyard with the heated outdoor pool. So warm, one of the last great nights of the fall to really experience that. And the property is just as nice or better than I remember it from many years ago. Glad to see that.
Yeah, I think in the courtyard, probably the trees are a little taller than they were the last time you visited. But, yeah, we're really proud of that, that the courtyard setting is quite picturesque, and we keep flowers out there all year round. It's not unusual to see a wedding group out there either doing their rehearsal dinner or having the ceremony over the course of the summer. It's a great spot.
Well, very, very much enjoyed it. And you're really centrally located, depending how you're coming into town, be by car, bus, train, plane. You've got all those bases covered.
Yeah, and we do a free shuttle pickup from the airport or the train and bus station. So, you know, people coming in without a car can actually get out to the hotel and back to the transportation hub quite easily. And we do a lot of like park and fly business with people driving down to fly out of Portland. They'll leave their car with us, and we'll take them over to the airport and then pick them up when they get back into town. It works out real well.
Works out well, and I'm glad to see as well. I had stayed there the first time on a motor coach tour, and you're still doing a great motor coach business. I think five or six buses were staying overnight at the hotel, and that's always a mark of success and a good referral for the individual traveler that these companies have entrusted you with their clientele and the people that really mean business to them.
Yeah, we like that business. You know, some of the people will come back to the hotel like yourself after they've been there on a bus tour and had an experience with us, and then you know, they'll get a chance to come back and explore the town a little bit more. And Portland's got so much to offer. It's hard to see it all from the motor coach. So people come back and go downtown and try to experience some of the fine dining down there, or visit the museums, or just hang out on the waterfront. It's a real active waterfront, so it's great fun.
And people come to Maine for the shopping as well.
Oh, absolutely. We're just 15 minutes or so from Freeport, which has got, of course, L.L. Bean, which is a must-see if you're in the area. But it's also peppered with outlet stores, and a lot of people love to go shopping up there and find all the deals they can. And then we also have the main mall right close by, which has all of your standard stores, Macy's and Sears and all that. Best Buy is out there. And then downtown, there's all the little boutique shops, which are really, really interesting. So it's really something for everybody.
Definitely so. And take a day trip. A lot of people were using the hotel as a central hub, and they would go for day trips, driving along the scenic byways of the coast, or they might have been going down to the trolley museum. Within an hour or so, lots of great things, and you can use the Fireside Inn as a place where you don't have to keep packing and unpacking. Use it as your central base of operations for everything that to do in the greater Portland area.
Sure, yeah. And a lot of the motor coaches actually do that with us. You know, they'll book in for 3 to 4 days and just go. They might go up as far as Booth Bay and up to the Botanical Gardens or the Marine Museum in Bath, or they might be going down to Kennebunk and Kennebunkport to visit that area and get a glimpse of the Bush Estate down there, or down to or up to Freeport shopping. They really sort of cycle all the way around. There's a lot of hidden gems in that area.
And you've got a number of packages that people can put together and join in on that can bring in some of that family activities or wine and dine.
Yeah. The we have a restaurant on site that's called Zachary's Restaurant and Lounge. And so we do a wine and dine package that includes an overnight stay plus, you know, dinner in the restaurant. We have a nice continental breakfast the next morning. Our family activity package has a choice of kind of a menu of things to do in the area for that are geared towards family, everything from movie passes or passes to Joker's, which is an activity center, to Sea Dogs games and things like that. So it's a they're very popular packages, and we love trying to help people plan their trips when they come down.
Well, what I liked about Zachary's, it was very reasonably priced, and family favorites, comfort foods, to have blueberry pancakes in the morning. Don't see that too often on hotel restaurant menus anymore, but hey, that takes me back to childhood when staying in a hotel was exotic and fun, and boy, those pancakes were delicious.
Thanks. We have a great chef there, Chef Carol, and she's been... Every year we compete in the Chili Chowder Challenge, which is a fundraiser for a local group. And for the past 3 years in a row, we've taken first place prize with our chili. So she's a very she's a great chef and has a good sense of taste, and all the food shows it, I'll tell you.
And when I first was there, it was just the outdoor pool, but since then you've added an indoor pool, dry sauna, fitness center, hot tub, something for every member of the family to do and keep some of the children amused, particularly in the winter months.
Yeah, and in the wintertime we often do, like sports teams will come down and stay with us, and they love that indoor pool. It gives the kids a place to be active but contained at the same time. So.
And they can also just spend some time in the lobby, whereas a lot of hotels now have tiny little lobbies. You've got a big lobby, big fireplace, and many of your rooms now have the gas fireplaces as well, keeping in the tradition of Fireside Inn being your moniker.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. That give you that welcome home feel when you walk in the door. It's a nice space, and it's very friendly, and lots of little sitting clutches for people to gather in if they wish, and it's a very welcoming experience walking in the door.
Well, I could see that was also very popular with meeting groups and people, you know, local people having a sales meeting, people from out of town having a get together, or you know, that speaks well as well for the quality of the meeting facilities and the quality of the food that people will select you as their destination of choice.
Yeah, we do everything from weddings and class reunions to classroom style meetings and presentations. So we can accommodate up to 280 people for dinner, down to you know, a nice private meeting for six people in one of our smaller meeting rooms. So it's a really flexible space, and we do a lot of meeting business. It's a big part of what we do.
It's a very quiet location as well. You're right off the highway exit, but you don't hear the highway. It's as if you're miles from the city. But again, hey, you know, convenience and comfort. Really enjoyed my stay. So if we have about 1 minute left, what would you like to say to entice the listeners of Travel World Radio to come to the Fireside in Portland?
Well, we've got a great, a very warm experience. Our tagline is experience the warmth of our hospitality. And we really strive hard to have a really friendly and helpful staff. And I think that's you know, a hotel's a hotel, but you go into, you know, it's what's in the area that brings you to the area, and it's the people in the hotel that really make a difference in your stay.
Well, definitely. The waiter in the restaurant in the morning, front desk clerk, people walking around in maintenance always saying, hello, how are you doing? Yeah, It all makes it out. They put the hospitality into the hospitality business. The Fireside Inn Portland, firesideinportland.com, 81 Riverside Street in Portland. Give them a call at 1-877-774-4405. A great place to stay when visiting Portland, Maine, before or after your Novastar cruise, or, hey, any time of the year. Four seasons can bring you to Portland. Greg Gopher, thank you very much for joining us.
Travel World.
Yeah, thank you.
Boone and Steve.
Travel World Radio is by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
You have a name, so the next time you call up one of those mega monster banks about a mortgage, ask them if they remember your name.
Give me a minute.
Or maybe ask them what options they have for someone who is self-employed, a commission salesperson, has a unique financial situation, or not so perfect credit.
There might be a special high-risk program. Just hang on.
Now, call Southern New England Mortgage Group in Plainville and try the same thing.
You know, Jim, I'm glad you called. I'm sure we can help you out.
With 33 years of professional experience, the loan originators at Southern New England Mortgage Group know how to get the job done. Call today, 1-888-835-2780, and get a personalized mortgage solution that meets your needs. Southern New England Mortgage Group can make your dreams a reality. Call 1-888-835-2780. You don't have to put up with the big bank runaround or be treated differently because you're self-employed or have not-so-perfect credit. Call the local guys. Southern New England Mortgage Group, 1-888-835-2780.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking. Because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Hey, And we continue on the roadways of America and the world here on Travel World Radio. I'm Stephen Pickford along with Willem Backus. And segment number three, today's program, off to New York City. The Langham Place, New York, on Fifth Avenue has partnered up with family fitness expert Steve Ettinger, who joins us on the line now to let us in on New York City, the Langham, and activities and fun for children, and sometimes maybe children of all ages. We're all children at heart. Welcome to Travel World, Steve.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Doing great. So tell us a bit more about this family offerings package. Sometimes we think of, you know, big and stuffy New York City hotels, and maybe all be filled with business people and conventioneers, and the children might not be overly welcome, but the Langham Place is outdoing itself to extend the warm welcome mat to families.
Yeah, well, this is definitely not a stuffy hotel. The rooms are huge, and it offers, even without my help, a place that families can work out in the room or outdoors. But the partnership offers guests traveling with children 3 years of age and up the opportunity to incorporate outdoor and in-room fitness into their Manhattan vacation.
So somebody comes to New York City, what would you recommend that they do? How does your plan work into their stay?
Sure. So it's centered mostly around itineraries that I turned into customized walking maps. And the three that I made that are available all the time go to the High Line, Central Park, and Bryant Park, which is right near the hotel, and it incorporates different sightseeing activities and also outdoor fitness for the entire family.
Now, would you recommend, what age of the family, or basically any age kids can do this, or?
It could be any age. It's recommended for three and up, because the babies might not be as good going through the fitness activities, but really a lot for young kids or for teenagers, it's a great. There's different variations to the different itineraries and walking maps, so it can work for any family dynamic.
How long would one of these walks take, or can one basically take it as short or as long as one wants to?
Yeah, so they're different lengths. The Bryant Park one is the shortest since it's so close. You can do it, the entire loop is about a mile and a half, but you can obviously shorten that up too. And the High Line one is a little over 3 miles. But they're all just suggestions, and they have different things along the way. And so it's just, New York can be somewhat of an overwhelming place, and there's so much to do. But it gives you a way to put it all together and incorporate healthy things along the way.
Yeah, sometimes you know, you want to get the kids away from sitting in their room playing with video games and surfing the net. You want them to get outside. They're doing something healthy, and they're also learning and seeing something at the same time.
Exactly, and it takes you away a little bit from, you still get the classic landmarks and all the things that are really close by, but at the same time you get to explore maybe some of the parks or places that are great for fitness and being active that you might not know being somebody who doesn't live in the city all the time.
Well, yes, if you visit a city and you see a park, it might look pretty, but until you actually walk into it and use it, that certainly gives you the feel of being a local. And that's, you know, you get out there and you're seeing the city from the viewpoint of somebody who lives and works there, and you might also at the same time come across a locally owned restaurant or a unique store and get away from everything that, you know, we have in our own hometown, so why go somewhere else to see the same thing? We want to see and do something different.
Exactly, yeah. Not everybody knows that New York is such a great place to have kids and to do active things, so that's why I partnered with Langham, and we wanted to make it available to families who really value that and make it so when they come to New York City, they're not just, you know, they're not just stuck in the same things, but they can really continue to experience that lifestyle that they enjoy. And in the rooms themselves, it's amazing because they're huge. They're bigger than my apartment, to be honest. And they also offer healthy treats like vegetable crudité and fresh fruit. And the restaurant is amazing. So there's a ton of options however you want to tackle a healthy vacation.
You can be as healthy or unhealthy as you want to be because you're on vacation, but you've got that choice, and that is one of the great things. I'm looking here at some of the in-room amenities, Nespresso machines in every room, and sort of a small sitting areas where you can have space for meetings and social events, and also the fact that there's like a cultured kids menu of family-friendly add-ons. It's something that, you know, kids might go to a restaurant and say, oh, there's nothing on the menu that I like, but they're going to find something that they're going to like and is going to be tasty, healthy, and not break the family budget.
Exactly. There are a lot of different offerings. And then on top of that, beyond just the walking maps that I've designed, there's also add-on options called the Family Fun and Fitness Package, and that includes gift bags for the kids, which have branded nylon backpacks and water bottles and pedometers and balls to play outside with, and also a copy of my children's book that I wrote.
Well, tell us a bit more about the children's book.
It's called Wally Exercises, and it's a picture book for kids ages 3 to 8. So all the kids who, all the families that get the Family Fun and Fitness Package get a signed book for their kids.
Well, that's nice. So, of course, that's also special to the kids, because they can go home afterwards and say, hey, I met the guy who wrote that book, and there'll be someone special in their school or on their street. But you can also book individual training sessions with you as well if they want that. Have maybe added an extra dimension to one of those walks or one of those tours.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the other option, is that I actually would come and do a consultation or take them outside for a workout. And when I've done those at the hotel in the past, we've gone in front of the big public library where the lions are, the famous lions, or to Bryant Park, or we can even do it in the room because there is so much space. So there are a lot of options, and we do a bunch of fun activities based on the ages of the children and what they're looking to do.
Now, looking at the program's only been around for a couple of months now, what is your feedback being on it? What are the participants saying about it? What do they like most about it? And what might you be contemplating adding to it going forward?
Sure. Well, I know I've had a great time doing it, but what we've heard from the family so far that have experienced it is they also had a great time, and it was a nice add-on to what their normal New York City vacation would be. So it's been really positive, and I know the parents love when the snacks and treats provided for the kids are healthy, and the kids are actually excited to eat healthy food. I think that makes most adults excited when you don't have to force them to be eating fruits and vegetables. So right now, it's been great.
Now, hopefully some of those eating habits, the kids will go home and say, I want to eat the same thing I had in the hotel. And that might, hotels, as I mentioned in a previous segment, as a kid, hotels are exotic places. And I remember as a kid wanting to come home and have the same color of carpet as I saw at a hotel or motel I stayed at or something like that. So, you know, kids are impressionable, and if they can get that out of a hotel stay, so much the better.
Yeah, well, the chefs here are pretty talented, so I don't know if parents would be able to create the fruit in the exact same designs, but if they could go home and still be excited to eat some of those foods, that would be an awesome add-on.
I know I'd often come home and say to my mother, can we have something like we ate at a hotel? And even if she tried, it was never the same. So I don't know whether...
Exactly. The good thing about fruit is that it'll taste the same. I just don't think they could... Lay it out.
It's all in a beautiful way. Half of it in food and beverage department is in the presentation, and if you make something look presentable and it adds to the taste, it's some of those subliminal benefits. And you look at that and say, hey, I want that, and hey, it'll stick with you. So you're making me wish I was a kid again. I'd go down there and enjoy.
Well, it's great. It's a great program that's for adults too. So.
Great for bonding with a family. I guess, you get like multi-generational families and they can all participate in it.
Yeah, and I think Langham's doing a great job to welcome families with children. And one of the things that they try to do even outside of the work with me and what we do with the fitness is to help families find the best things to do with their kids that'll appeal to everyone. So not, New York City is such an amazing place. And as an adult, it's pretty easy to find things to do, but it's great when you have a hotel helping you to find the things that'll keep your kids interested during the trip.
Yeah, no, that's one of the things. And if you get the kids interested in New York City, they'll be lifelong return visitors. I think my first trip was with my father 35 years ago, and been back many times since. So yeah, you get introduced by a parent, and it becomes one of those return destinations that you will always look forward to visiting and always find something new. You can never be bored on a visit to New York City, and no matter how many times you go, you'll always find something in one of the five boroughs to interest you. So
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm the fitness connection, but the staff here in the concierge service are amazing at finding just a ton of things to do with kids. So it's a really great experience for families.
Steve Ettinger, Langham Hotel, New York, www.langhamhotels.com. Thank you so much for joining us today on Travel World. When we continue, Willem Backus and I will be discussing some of our recent summertime travel. Stay listening. Travel World Radio, across America, via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio, via satellite.
Today we acted like a five-year-old with our five-year-old. Boarded the Titanic and lived to tell about it.
Yes, yay!
Oh, yeah.
Rode five rides and had 100 laughs. What all will you do? The center of fun in the Smokies is a small town called Pigeon Forge, where families come together. Visit mypigeonforge.com to learn more.
Fly with Porter, and everything just seems closer. It starts with our city center airport, just a hop, skip, and jump away from downtown Toronto. Our Toronto City Airport is compact and modern, so there's no jostling as you breeze through check-in. And a comfortable chair is never far away. In fact, you could say the journey is close to perfect. Wherever you're going, just got closer.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Back to sports probably means back to school or even back to pain. While school may not be an option, living with back pain is. Langley Chiropractic North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location when you experience any discomfort due to grinding it out on the practice field or simply performing everyday tasks that cause back pain. Visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their two Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite around the world at twc.ca. I'm Stephen Pickford. Willem Backus in our Southern Bureau, our co-studio down in Virginia. I met the governor of Virginia this past week, and he's looking forward to being a guest on Travel World in the future, part of our exploration. We love New England, and we love the southern states. And speaking about southern states, you visited Tybee Island, Georgia recently.
Well, Tybee Island, Georgia is an absolute gem to discover. A lot of people from the from Georgia and nearby states already know it, and there are many good times to go in the year. Typically, June and July are the worst times to schedule Tybee Island because they're already full up. But if you want to have that summer experience, because the season is so long, pick late August, early September, something like that, or even April, May. And even beyond that, it's got a really, really long season. But Tybee Island itself, one of the things that attracted it to us, and Steve, you know how we love our friends of the show.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We heard about this show because there was a hotel acquired on the island, and it's a wonderful story. It's called the Hotel Tybee. It was, for a while, it was called the Ocean Plaza Beach Resort or something like that. To call it a resort is really overstating it. And what had happened is that hotel had fallen into disrepair, and it was ripe for acquisition by one of our favorite hotel property owning companies called Lindquist Hotels. Now, we know them, and fans of the show will remember Lindquist as the company who operated the St. Johnsbury Comfort Inn, among many other properties in the New England area. And
they're expanding as well. They just took over managing some Hyatt properties in the Austin, Texas area.
Well, therein lies the thing. They're now expanding. And one of the beautiful hallmarks of that is the general manager and the owner of the Hotel Tybee is Brett Lehr, not other than Brett Lehr, and where we know him from, if you check the older shows. In 2002 and 2003, under Brett's amazing leadership, the Comfort Inn St. Johnsbury won the best Comfort Inn in the entire chain worldwide in St. Johnsbury. And that's the kind of magic that Brett can do. And you can tell it instantly. It's a wonderful story of a hotel in renaissance. Brett acquired it in 2014. There was a turnaround to do. Across the board. There were repairs to be made. There were things that needed to be fixed. The team was feeling down. Brett had to turn that around, and everybody in town can feel it. Tybee Island is a very, very small island. It's just east of Savannah, so you'd fly into Savannah or drive along the 95 and get in that way. And to be honest with you, we thought we'd go visit Savannah for a while. And, we'll do that in another show. We had so much fun on Tybee Island specifically that we just stayed there the entire vacation. And we were there for a whole week. It's a place that's a little over 2 miles long. And the pace of life there, this is one of those places where you say you're on island time now. Mm-hmm. You rest, you relax. Now, this was such a right place for Brett to pick up a hotel. And you can easily see the mark he's made because now, even the residents, there's a bit of a buzz going on. They know that this place is improving. There's a lot of happy feelings going on, and the community likes them, and they like what they're seeing with the hotel. It's overall, you get a very positive vibe, and that's the beautiful thing. Now, you got to go there, and you got to understand, this is a hotel being rescued, being, in rebuilt. Don't let it. You paint it like the Taj Mahal or anything like that. They call the St. Johnsbury Hotel the Vermont Taj Mahal, but to be sure, there's work to do. But I'll tell you one thing: the biggest thing that makes or breaks a hotel experience for me is the people who work
yes.
there. And I will tell you, the people working at Hotel Tybee now are some of the greatest people, and we're going to feature them on a show, upcoming with John O'Neill. He's a guy who worked for the old management and the new management. He was such a fantastic, dynamic guy, and a guy who's very well acquainted with Tybee Island. Now, moving on to a bit more interesting things about Tybee, things to see and do. First of all, Hotel Tybee is 100 steps away from the beach. I mean, there's a little, public parking lot directly next to the hotel, and then there's the dunes, and then you're on the beach. Well, how much closer do you really want to be without actually having a hotel on the beach? They say it's at the beach, not on the beach.
But truth in advertising, always good to have.
Yeah, and Linda and I, we strolled across the parking lot, got on the beach, and we had such an amazing time. The water was delightfully, deliciously warm, between 70 and 80 degrees every day, and it was that calm sort of surf that was out there, and it's kind of fun because when you wade in, sometimes I'll swim, and sometimes you just want to get that gentle feeling at the beach where the water picks you up and gently deposits you back on your feet, and picks you up and gently deposits you back on your feet. It's so nice. And, I haven't felt water that nice since you and I went and covered Cocoa Beach back in 1997. Remember that trip?
Very much.
Yeah. You get this place. Now, places to eat. Right near Hotel Tybee, of course, is the pier. There's a big fishing pier on the eastern side, right on the Atlantic, which is really something. And right next to that is a particular street where it's not a long street, maybe a couple hundred feet long to the main road. And it's got all kinds of shops there and little restaurants. Now, one of my favorite places there, and you should check out the site twc.ca for Linda's reviews on the Rock House. Talk about a fun place. Now, the street's got this really festive party atmosphere where, it's not super wild. You're not talking about, Mardi Gras. No, this is a nice, fun place in Georgia. But still, you can grab an open container of alcohol, like a cup, and you can have your daiquiri at Wet Willie's. But you can go up to the Rock House. And first of all, the food there is really, really good. And it's a great story of a family-owned property. And when you hear them tell the story, you just get completely drawn in, and how it's a very romantic and happy story where the family goes and helps each other out. They own some of the surf shops around. And the other nice thing of this place, every restaurant's got a gift shop. This is an unusual one because it's got music memorabilia too. Mm. And, the North Barn Grill, outside at the overall atmosphere.
And that just about wraps it up for another week here on Travel World Radio. Will and Backus must have been so self-absorbed in the thinking of the surf, he drifted out to sea at Tybee Island. Hotel Tybee, one of those beautiful Lindcris Hotel properties where hospitality is up front and center, day in, day out. Till next time, happy traveling, everyone.
On the next show, Travel World Radio Show with Will and Backus and Stephen Pick.
Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.